It's Friday, the 3rd of May, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 7 a.m. news bulletin. Political expert and academic Dr. Ndumba Kamwanya delves deeper into a pivotal factor molding the forthcoming elections, the issue of graduate unemployment. Reflecting on past electoral cycles, Dr. Kamwanya underscores the significant sway of job shortages, especially among young voters, on the political arena.
With some of the demonstrations that we have seen going on in the country and the cry, it looked like they are so motivated to go and vote, and definitely if they will turn up in number, their vote is not necessary for the ruling party.
News has surfaced regarding the sorrowful revelation of a deceased individual from the LGBTQAI plus community in Windhoek. Superintendent Murapo from the Windhoek City Police has disclosed information regarding the discovery of a male body in the Sevendalen vicinity of Windhoek.
The police will actively investigate this matter and urge anyone with information to come forth and assist the police in tracing the suspect. The aunt was at the scene, and for more information as to what led to this horrific scene, the aunt may provide that, and you may get the information from the aunt, from the police detective at the police station, that's Ochimise Police Station. We wish to reaffirm our commitment to ensuring the safety and well-being of all residents, regardless of their background and orientation.
Since the National Council introduced the Constituency Development Fund Bill over 7 years ago, it has failed to attract the required attention from the leadership to come into effect. This assessment comes from Penda Neonga, leader of the Namibia Progressive Party. The bill's objective is to ensure equitable funding for all constituencies in the country, regardless of their size.
Because they know, when people become well off, they are not likely to vote for incompetent government. If you don't deliver, they chop you off and they vote for another different political party. Like what happened in USA when Donald Trump only governed for one term, then they went to vote for Biden.
The trial of 5 men accused of murdering former Bafana Bafana goalkeeper and captain Senzo Meyiwa has been postponed for 2 weeks in the High Court in Pretoria. Meyiwa was fatally shot in a house on the Gauteng East Rand in October 2014. The defense has accused the state of attempting a trial by ambush, citing the introduction of new cell phone data. Zandile Msololo, one of the defense lawyers, argues that the state should provide the necessary records. U.S. President Joseph Biden underscored the importance of order on college campuses as unrest spreads across universities nationwide. Police have made over 1,000 arrests following pro-Palestinian protests and Gaza solidarity encampments at major schools where students and staff members advocate boycotting entities linked to Israel. However, recent violent clashes, allegations of provocative chants, and law enforcement responses have ignited outrage and fear, drawing criticism towards the Biden administration from various quarters. Benji Hire provides insights.
No vandalism, no trespassing, no breaking windows, no shutting down campuses, no forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. All scenes which have partly epitomised the protests this past week. He went on, "This isn't a moment for politics, it's a moment for clarity," he says. "There is no place for anti-Semitism, no place for any racism or discrimination." Then, when asked whether the anti-Israel protest movement has forced him to reconsider his policies towards the Middle East, Joe Biden responded, "No." Benji Hire, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.